Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Anna met Ricky Martin one day. She was tongue-tied with little to say. She fell apart at the seams to meet the man of her dreams, unaware of the fact that he's unavailable.
All right. Yeah, she crushes on Ricky Martin, don't you, Anna? Come on. You do.
I do.
You?
And I know he's unavailable, but that's not why I crush on him.
I know
the guy is hot. He is hot.
Okay.
But as I said then, Dave, and thank you so much for having me, and good evening.
Good evening. It's Anna Bolival, everybody. Keeping it real, by the way. It's Saturday night. AnnaBolival.com. Get your tickets.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't mind it at all. I remember the Puerto Rican media saying, how embarrassing. And I'm like, it was the best thing that's ever happened to me on TV. I was able to tell somebody who I admire that I admire them. Granted, it was a little embarrassing to be gushing and have him listening, but he heard only but nice things. The fact that, you know, I feel like he's related to me, that anywhere in the world where I go and I say Puerto Rico, thankfully, they say Ricky Martin and not West Side Story or
as
not
an example.
Crime,
yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, as an example, you bet. I mean, this YouTube clip went viral. Like, it was like nearly 400,000 people just on YouTube alone, but it was just such a cute story. Like, to see you blush on there and stuff, it was just, it came from your soul, and I know it was so much fun.
Yeah, and it didn't move him to meet me in person.
That's
so don't worry.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I haven't met him yet.
Mm-hmm. Still not. You know, it's been
that's
so.
That's the kind of stuff that happens to me, Dave. Like, you know, people are always like, this is why I don't take shortcuts in life. This is why I don't get freebies. Like, everyone's like, you're around town. You shouldn't pay for a meal. You shouldn't pay for a ticket. I always do.
Yeah, got to do it.
A, because we have a policy not to take any gifts or anything like that.
Yeah.
B, because I find it unethical. And C, because the few times that I said, sure, I'll take 4 tickets to Prince Disney on Ice, I show up and they have them for the wrong day. And I have all the girls dressed as princesses and I have to get back in the car.
Oh, and tell them that.
Or the cop stops me and says, I love you. This is great, Anna. You're so great. And I go, I'm awesome. He doesn't have to give me a ticket. And then he goes, but texting and driving is a pet peeve. So here's a $100 ticket.
Oh, no way. Oh, that sucks.
Yep, that was years ago.
You get it on both sides. Get it on both sides.
Mm.
It has been forever since I've actually seen you, probably seen anybody really in the last year in person. So when was your first comedy set? Like, when? What year was that? Was it a couple years after
that
you got here?
That was 2014. It was a year after having, 2008.
Oh, you're right. It was, yeah.
A year after having Amelia, my daughter, who is 13 now.
Because I was there. I came there for your first show. Yeah, it was me, Dean Richards, George Pappas. It was Pat Tomasulo. We hung out with your husband, and we went to that very first show. Yeah. For support.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yes, Mike Toomey trained me.
Yeah, that's right.
The one who you just heard making fun of me, and he's been a mentor ever since. So, yeah, I've loved every minute of it, and I've hated every minute of it because it's the hardest thing I've ever done. But when it's great, it's fantastic, and when it's not, it's devastating because, like, you and I can feed off each other right now. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing stand-up, you're on your own.
You are.
And with the Zoom situation, it's even kind of harder because you don't hear anyone laughing.
Yeah, that's why you need a laugh track in the background or something. I know you that part of it I totally get, and you know, you probably feel like you don't have a crowd of people that you're talking to. I mean, do you see the audience when you're doing this? At least
no,
see them?
I
nothing.
Don't.
Nothing.
This is why I'm asking anyone who gets a ticket, and it's just one ticket for household and your entire crew can watch together. If you've been quarantining together. I don't see them because the format is a webinar, so we can have more people.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Right, right, right.
It allows more people. So if you can, please send me pictures of you watching and laughing, maybe a video here and there.
Like that.
It'll be good for my self-esteem and tag me.
I like that. I like that. Well, what do you plan for the big show? So it's Saturday at 7:30.
7:30.
On AnnabellaVal.com to get your ticket and for more information. What are we going to be doing? Lots of laughs.
I've been home for a year in a 3-bedroom apartment with 2 children, 1 husband, and 2 bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
24 hours, 7 days a week. And I had to teach my son school. Do you think I don't have material?
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Keep it real.
You're ready to go.
And I worked from home like so many of you. And I got sick and tired of seeing people saying that this was time to be introspective and reprioritize and how wonderful this all was and how they were baking bread and organizing closets and bonding with the kids over math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm ready to talk.
Yeah, you're ready. You're pent up. You are ready to go. You are ready to go. So, and of course you're doing around towning every day. Like what's coming up next week? What are you doing?
See, you should have asked me about this week because that's like a mental block I get about next week.
Okay.
I know that I'm off on Monday because it's my son's birthday and I want to celebrate the birthday
Good
with
birthday,
him.
Like that.
But I know for sure what I'm doing Wednesday and I'm super excited. There is a new bakery in Roscoe Village called Brick and Cakes. And I rarely do restaurants. People think we do, but we really don't because, you know, food on plates is not really interesting unless there's a hook or a good story behind it.
Right, right.
Especially 7 live segments. So, but what's interesting about this guy is that he's not a trained baker, but when he lost his job during COVID, he literally told me the other day, I practiced sleeping in my car. I thought I was going to be homeless. And I started thinking about my grandmother's cookbook. And it was a cookbook that survived the fire that killed his grandmother. And in a dream, his grandmother, who was Dominican, said, go to the house. There's something for you in the kitchen. And he found the book untouched with all her recipes. And he always baked with his grandmother. His grandmother let him have like a makeshift bakery in her house. And when he's in Chicago working in the hotel industry, loses his job, he says, okay, then I'm going to open this business because it's a sign. And then a friend told him about the stimulus paycheck. And then another friend told him how to, you know, get help to pay for his rent. And he used the stimulus money to start his bakery in Roscoe Village. This is a Dominican guy. English is his second language. He is in the most gentrified street, right?
What a great story.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
So, yes, you're going to see cupcakes and so on, but then you're going to see a carrot cake, Dominican style, that it's his grandmother's recipe. And a lot of the recipes, Pat Tomasulo alerted me to him because Pat lives there and he buys that chocolate cake for Amy every day.
That's sweet. Yeah.
And that chocolate cake was the Ernesto, the baker, had to adjust it because he says a lot of my grandma's ingredients don't exist anymore because they're so old.
Wow, that's awesome. What a beautiful.
He tweaked it, and it's the best chocolate cake we've ever had.
Beautiful, and a great story, too. Love what you do every day. And, of course, Saturday night is on his comedy special, Keeping It Real, 7:30. One ticket per household, and you can get him at AnnaBellaVal.com. Always a pleasure, and I really do hope I get to see you in person soon.
Oh, my God. Say hello to your wonderful family, please.
I will do that. Take care.
Those kids must be in college now.
Yeah. 2015 and 8. Lots of drama. Lots of teenage drama going on. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
See you later.
Amen.
Take care.
I hear you. Bye, Hunty.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. News is next here on 720 WGN.